Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 155. Mm-hmm. Today is Saturday, February 23rd, 2019. I am your host, Lita. And joining me is Stone. I'm just gonna...
Damn it. No. Fine.
No, he's trying to change show notes again, guys, so I'm just ignoring him.
Sorry.
Hey, how are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. I'm fine. I'm actually really good.
I'm very excited.
I will tell you about that. A bit
we
later.
Need to. Oh, yeah, you're very excited, are you? It might not be for the same reason that I am, because now we're gonna drop the boom. Boom.
We are. We're going to go boom, boomy, and this is our special guest this week. So, hey, boom, boomy's here. Boomy, how are you? Welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys? Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for joining us. Thank you for saying yes. That's the first thing. We appreciate that.
For sure.
And and thanks for coming and joining in the shenanigans. So, so we're going to have a little chat with Boomy to see what he's been up to. So can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character?
Yeah, sure. So I think I've been playing video games for about 10-15 years. Like I moved through like a bunch of different things. I used to do a bunch of console stuff, but then in like the last 5-10 years I moved to a bunch of PC stuff. Been playing WoW for years and years now, but
nice,
you know,
hooked, addicted.
Just shy Uh-huh.
Nice. Oh, well, that's good. So so when did you actually start playing WoW? Like which expansion? How long are we talking?
I started playing in December of 2005. I think that was
just after.
Yeah.
Release. So
I think there was like a month and a year before Burning Crusade came out. So
yeah. Okay, all right. And then from there to now, obviously you've had a lot of changes, you played a lot of WoW and a lot of other games. But
yes.
When did you notice, or when did you start trying a challenge tune? How recent or how long ago was trying a challenge tune?
So I feel like a few years ago I actually looked into like the website and challenge tunes and all that stuff. And I gave it a try then, but of course I didn't get too far.
Yeah.
And then I think it was in 2007 that I really started to get back into, 2017.
I was going to say, dude.
I was going to say, wow, you were really ahead of your time.
There was no wowironman.com nothing. Yeah. All right.
2017, I got back into it with some of the challenge. What was it, the Eastern Kingdoms one? That contest is when I really started getting back into it a good bit.
Nice. It was a good challenge. Excellent.
It was very good. Great challenge.
Okay. So going back to the very, very first challenge tune that you played, do you remember what you rolled? Like what race, what class?
I don't. It was probably a Knight Elf Warrior. Because I think at that time there weren't a lot of warriors at the top of the list.
Correct.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
Okay. All right. And when you got back in, so refresh my memory for the Eastern Kingdoms contest. Do you remember what you played?
It was probably a human priest, if I recall correctly.
Okay. How far do you remember getting?
Like 23, 24.
Okay.
Not too high.
All right. Did you survive or did you end up dying?
I think I survived. I think almost all of my contest tunes have survived, and then I've deleted them just to make room for new ones.
Nice. Okay. So the last contest, the last one that we've done for Honor Thy Elder.
Yes.
What did you end up playing on that one? Did you go Dwarf or Tauren?
Dwarf, of course.
Master
Race. Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And then, how hard did you get? Because you were in the
top. Yeah, I got a 48.
48.
Yeah.
Well done. Okay.
Which is actually my highest iron to date.
Nice. Well done. Getting a 48 is, I mean, the way that the iron's playing at the moment, that is really good. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And anything else? So obviously you've been doing a bit of the Iron Man. Have you delved into any of the other challenges?
I have. Past month, I started Green Tune, which is another priest. And then I started a pacifist, which I think I need one more level and I can register her. So,
oh god,
getting there.
Wow,
getting there.
Okay. It's so all slow right. though, right? It's just yeah, it's, oh, yeah. oh god. Yeah, just wait until 10, and then you'll be able to do quests and stuff, and you're fine.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't you do the love?
Yes.
Potion
number barely? 9.
No, the smelly perfume and the chocolates. I mean, it's only a daily, but that might help. That might help if you do that for a couple of days to give you a quick level.
Yeah, and I started her with the elder stuff, so that was really nice for leveling, getting those quests.
Yeah. Because you've still got like two, three days left of, of love too. So, like, utilize it. Like, it's free XP. That's what I find. It's exactly. bonus stuff. So, okay. And other than that, like, obviously, a pacifist is so completely different. This is your first ever pacifist.
Yep.
How are you feeling about the no killing? Do you feel or is it, it's a bit like, yeah, it's chill. You're all good with it.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Just throw on some music and just, you know, do my thing. Go get some herbs and nodes and good to go. Yep.
So just running around New Tinkertown, Dunmorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. All right. And what has been your fondest challenge memory? So obviously you've played a few challenge tunes. What do you think's been your most fondest challenge memory so far?
I think it was probably it was one of these contests recently. I was doing a dwarf paladin, and it was going through Loch Madon, which of course is my favorite zone. But up until that point I didn't realize the amount of XP that those document quests give you. So it was just really nice, like, going through that zone and finally getting up there and, you know, being surprised at the level that I was by the time I finished the zone. So I think that was my fondest memory of just experiencing Loch Madon the first time in that way.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, it's such a good zone for quest. If every zone could be built like how they've got Loch Madon,
right,
would be fantastic. Because just the area visually is stunning on so many levels. The rares are like really well spaced out.
Yep.
But not only that, the quests are good, fun quests. Like, for me, it's kind of got that perfect tie. The only other one that comes close, I think, would be Western Plaguelands. It's got some good, fun stuff in it, but it's still a little bit... It's Loch Modan still.
That's if my rares are up in there. I mean, anyways, we'll talk about that when I talk about my week. But man, sometimes there's no rares up. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to say, I look forward to that when I get up there because I haven't made it to Western Plaguelands yet.
Yeah. Western Plaguelands is awesome. I'll also tell you about that. What's rare? Perriton says. All right. So, let's think about your leveling pass. So obviously there has been a lot of changes in, you know, the last 6 months or so with the changes that came in. And I know for me, and I think for a lot of people, we're trying to work out the best way to level. So what's been your plan so far on your dwarf from the last contest that you got to 48? Like, what was that plan? Is that the plan that you want to continue with other irons? And then where do you want to go from 48 and beyond?
Yes, absolutely. So it's always kind of followed the same sort of path. And just this last time I sort of switched it up with the new changes. So what I do is I start off in Dunmoreau because I want to make sure I get that one quest out of the way where you fly up into the air. You don't know if you're going to live or not. I get that done, and then I go to Teldrassil, knock those out.
Yep.
And then I go back to Elwynn, and then from Elwynn I do that first sort of area in Westfall. I don't go out to the lighthouse, and I don't do the tower quest.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then from there, I go to Dead Ridge. And I do all the quests up into, like, you start to go do the orc, like near that barn that's up there. I forget what the place is called. Then go down to Duskwood, finish all that out, and then go to Loch Modan. And that's where I've gotten to so far. I started going into wetlands a little bit, and I'm pretty familiar with the hinterlands, so I'll probably make my way there next.
Okay. And do you think that the leveling path so far for you hasn't been too confusing? Because obviously before zone scaling, you know, you'd out level a zone so quickly. Are you finding that you're having more of a follow through, like it's flowing better for your leveling?
I think so, yeah. Because it gives you that option to sort of float where you feel comfortable with.
Okay. Well, so, that's good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So then beyond, so you're just finished Loch Modan, going into wetlands at 48.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And all right. I think I always think this is the most interesting question is unfriendly zones. Where do you not want to go? Because obviously you said Red Ridge, our favorite Dead Ridge, which there are parts of it which are okay, but it's still, you know, obviously a risk going to there. Is there anywhere that you're just going to be like, nope, not touching, not going to this zone at all?
Yeah. Stranglethorn Vale and Arathi Highlands.
Why Stranglethorn?
I avoid the place at all costs. Stranglethorn because of the stealth panthers.
They hit hard.
They do. I lost. Yeah. I lost.
It reminds me of somebody. There. Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It did. Up in that Curzon's camper, that area up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the place wasn't too good.
That's pain. Yep. Okay. All right. So what do you think? What's been your worst or most embarrassing death Like we've all got them. We have all got them. Some more than others, obviously. But for you, what's been the worst way that you've died?
Honestly, I think it's been that paladin, because I was trying to go through that camp there and I actually had mobs clip through and aggro me through the walls. So I wasn't too happy about that one. I've had many, many close calls that I've survived from. But yeah, I think that's been my hardest death there.
Yeah. I think we can all understand that. And I mean, it is sometimes glitches, whichever. Like, there is all sorts of reasons why. And I think we all feel that. But a death's a death. And you kind of like, shake your fist. So, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So, what advice would you give to either someone who hasn't played a challenge tune before or someone who's very new to it? What tips, tricks, or advice?
I would say to just take it slow and enjoy it. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on your first tune to make it as far as you can and not die and, you know, be better than someone else. But, you know, it's, you have to sort of compete against yourself and not push it too far. Otherwise, you know, you'll be re-rolling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Being a solo challenge, obviously, gives you really not competing. I mean, as much as, yes, we've got the lists and all of that, and it is so good to see, you know, everyone leveling and all of that, but... yeah, when I die to like a little level and I think, damn it, I didn't meet last time, I'm more upset with myself because I didn't beat my best.
Right.
You know, my best level. So I can understand that.
Yep.
Okay. So how's your week been? Like, what have you been doing challenge wise or non challenge wise?
This week has been filled with a lot of work, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had too much time. And what I have been making time for is the trying to get the big love rocket from the Chemical Co.
Doesn't exist. Yep.
Unsuccessful.
It does exist.
Yep.
Yes, it does.
Ignore Stone, because, you know, ignore him.
Right, yeah. I do want to get the pacifist up and registered, though. I think that's my next goal, challenge-wise.
Okay. All right. How many tunes are you running through the love dungeon?
Eight.
Okay.
Which is nice. Not a lot, but it's something.
It's eight's better than one. So
True.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one's better than none. So, you know, you do what you have. So
Yeah.
Sure. But still, it's rough. Like, what's the drop rate? 1 in 3,333.
Yeah.
You can do it. So gotta try harder, that's all.
Yeah. Does not exist.
Don't you pull that try harder crap with me, Stone.
Push the buttons harder. Or maybe massage the button a little bit. Harder. Just massage it around. And then maybe
I've been calling it the love dungeon, Michael, for how many years?
Well, it is the
like
love dungeon.
Forever. Forever. I can't it's the love dungeon. I know. It might sound really bad, but in my brain, it's She's just like, I can't think of it as Shadow Fanky.
The love dungeon.
It's just like, you go to the love dungeon because it's the love event. You go to the dungeon. There's, So anyway. Yeah. Well, good luck. We've still got 3 days.
We do. I think. I did have the toy drop twice, so I'm getting
Which
there.
Which one's that? Is that the
Heartbreaker? I don't know. I don't remember what it does.
Yes.
But I got it twice, so.
Nice.
Yeah, I have not seen that on any of my tunes this year. I've only seen two of the little toxic ooze-lings.
I think I got two ooze-lings and two of the roses.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got like 10 roses. Yeah, the roses. But yeah, two ooze-lings. Like previous years, all I got was like oozings, you know, one after the other. So, it's a bit of a pain. But I think they've tweaked around with the drop rate with certain things. Because even seeing the neck piece, you know, they're getting one of the neck pieces. I've probably only seen
it's three. It's so funny, those neck pieces, because like yes, you can use them on on like a newer character, but on a max level, what's the point?
Well, you've got your
so your, like when you're like 10 plus, I mean, what's the point, right? So I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that too. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a bit. It's a bit strange that they didn't perhaps change it into maybe like a trinket.
That would have been nice.
A trinket. Well, I mean,
it it does impact other characters that are lower than 110. So that's a lot of characters, but for the ones that are running it at max, it's just gold, right? Does it even sell? Yeah. Right? I guess it sells, right? So.
Okay. Yeah. No, it does. I think I vended one for about.
Okay. Because I know that
maybe 14 gold
tankards.
24 gold.
Don't sell, from what I remember.
Some stuff. Brewfest,
and it's like, come on, just make everything sell for like a copper. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just let me be able to sell
Even
it.
If you just vendor it for a copper, would be fine.
It's too hard.
So, yeah. Oh well, hopefully you'll get your how far for your pacifist, like halfway through or just dinged.
I think she needs one more level, then I can register.
Yeah. So not very far into level 9.
Mm-mm, no, I think I think I ding her and then I log off to get the rest of the XP.
The way to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a show title right there. I just dinged her and logged off. Anyway, don't.
She speaks from first-hand experience.
Oh, God. Anyway. Well, all I can say is good luck with the pacifist, most definitely. And I hope you can have some progress with the dwarf priest as well. So you're level 48.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
As well. So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's see what Stone's been up to. Stone, there's...
Right, I'm looking at
your list. There's not a lot of words.
No, because... Not a lot of words. I don't know. So I played, but honestly, my bloodthirsty was the one that more pissed me off because I ran it on, I don't know, Monday or something like that. No. I don't remember what day it was, but it wasn't on a reset day, okay? And I did that on purpose because on a reset day,
is
the
that
rares.
When I saw you before I went to bed.
Maybe
I think it was Friday.
I don't remember what was in this glass. There's ice, and maybe some orange something. Stuff. I don't know what I had. Okay, so
okay, it was Friday. All right, yep.
I ran it, and there were no rares up. Like what the like really? I went to one area. I went to the tomb.
Yep.
If you keep doing that, I'm gonna have to go pee.
Sorry, I'm trying to do it really quietly.
What's quietly? Quietly is when you mute your mic. And then do it. Okay.
That's no fun.
No, I'm on Kirin Tor, where the rares are up like all the time. Unless it's server reset day, which they're not. So I intentionally don't run the Bloodthirsty on that day. So on Friday, there's no rares up except for the one that was inside Uther's tomb or whichever. So I don't know what the hell happened, but I ran it this morning. The rares were all up. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. So I got level 43 on that bloody thing. Get it? Bloody? Bloodthirsty? No?
Yep. Right. Yep, next. All right.
Pacifist. What the hell did I do on that? I did Love is in the Air, a lot of cooking and fishing. Not like tons and tons, but got it to 27.
Okay.
There is once I almost right clicked on a rabbit because I was bored and I didn't think about it. And I think it was on stream too. And I didn't, but then I did say I was like, ooh, I felt my middle finger, because that's my right click button, this one, almost click. And that would have been bad. Like the mouse was actually over, like the cursor was over the rabbit, so that would have been great. I would have been so mad. And then I got my green to 51. So and I'm doing the oh, that one was fun. I was doing the Azeroth autopilot thing, and it told me to go kill the big what the hell is it? That's inside the barn, as part of the Horde quests, because he's Horde. So I need to go in there and recruit some troopers and all this. But I didn't recruit the troopers, so I would go in and, oh my God, so I was close to getting killed once, and then I went back and tried that again and realized, oh, well, my pet's just getting its ass kicked. But actually, my pet was being replaced by a Valkyr.
Oh.
So I could not heal my pet as the Valkyr. However, I could still do kill command because I was a hunter, and that would work still. It doesn't make sense to me. So eventually I reset everything and read the quest, and it's like, oh, I need to recruit troopers. So I recruited them, and things went better.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That worked?
Yeah. Imagine that, eh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Look, reading quest text does help.
I mean, come on.
Can actually help. Paying attention to the quest text really does help.
Hey, there we go. Just want to throw in another one. Just like to throw them in there, just in case you didn't know.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
That was my week for...
You didn't kill any toons this week. Yay!
Well, yeah. I was running the love rocket. Well, not specifically for that, but I'm getting love tokens on my main.
Oh, okay.
And I'm waiting for the rocket to drop again, because then I'm gonna mount up, and then I'm gonna still have that in my bag, and I'm gonna take a screenshot and I'm gonna send it to you. And who else? Mark Conan too. Because I know he would be so mad at me because he's been trying to do that thing for years.
I know.
Years. I know. Poor bastard. Anyways, nasty. I think all of my luck is gone. It's used up because of the other two mounts like last week. So I think I'm done. I don't think I'll be getting any more mounts for quite a while. So, I got the rocket on my 20th attempt. See, just got to try hard.
Well done.
You just need to try harder.
20th attempt, all over every single turns. 20th attempt,
or just this year? Because even still, I would say Lita, try harder. I got pond nettle fished up on the 20th cast. So
first holiday event. Wow.
Phase into an alternate universe.
That's I think I'm at 770 something kills. So because I've got a tracker that tells me, and it's like 700 and something.
Periton does 20 a day. Oh, wow. Oh my God. Yep.
I know.
Anyways,
I'm only doing 8, so
the Ocho.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Stone. That's still good. Like, you've got levels on each of the tunes, congratulations. Well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You didn't mention about our team. I'll mention about our team.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot. Okay, yeah. If you want to do, I totally forgot, because when I was writing, when I was doing the show notes, I was doing it based on what I did on the stream, and we didn't stream that, right? Oh, no, you streamed it. I didn't. Right. Okay.
Yes. So,
sorry.
That's right.
So sorry.
That's okay. So we Stone and I made another team. We decided, I decided we were going Horde. So we have a undead combo of I've gone priest and Stone's gone hunter. And we have gone from level 1 to 11 so far. So we're still in Tirith's Four Glades, yeah?
I don't know. Sure.
Yeah. But we didn't die. So yay.
Yay.
Iron Team, I think we still need to register.
I've put my character up there.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yes, I have. I'm waiting for you.
Okay. Are you going with the team name that we
had? Yeah. Yeah, it's ready. Okay. It's ready. Well, it's done.
They'll have to wait. I'm not going to say what it is because they'll have to wait and see. But yeah, so we have got an iron team up there. So yeah, so go us. Bloodthirsties. So the only thing I really didn't play this week was Pacifist. And it's not like I didn't have time to, but there were circumstances. Anyway, Bloodthirsty,
like what?
I did play. You'll see. You'll find out in a minute. Oh. So I played my little baby Bloodthirsty, which is the dwarf Pally. I took her from 17 to 19 the other night. So I did our Bloodthirsty night of did the Pally first. So of course we go over to Loch Modan and we kill. So at level, hang on, where's my stats? At level 17 to 18, she was at 634 kills, which was the same as the kill XP one.
Yeah.
But when I went to 19, it changed. So it was 677 kills, but only 657 actual. It was really bugging me. That stat is really bugging me.
Stop looking at it. On the
blog. I know. I can't help it. Cause
I'm right so there. Sorry it's I right even there. Brought that up. Because Jesus. can you stop? Listen, I'm going to mute you if you keep talking about that stupid stat.
It's annoying me, but I'm looking at the overall kills anyway. So that was a problem. We did got two levels on her. So then I swapped over to my Void Elf Warlock. So the Void Elf Warlock, I start at Light's Hope up in Eastern Plaguelands. And I have a pass, so I don't do every single rare in Eastern Plaguelands, Western Plaguelands, okay? But I have a particular path. And because I was streaming my Bloodthirsty runs and it was actually really, really funny. I got two levels on the Warlock, but I had the absolute perfect Rarapalooza that night. Because every rare that I hit from leaving Light's Hope to getting that worm that's like right outside and then following that through, every single solitary rare that I fronted up was up. So cool. I'm sorry none of yours was up the other day, Stone, but I had every single solitary one up and I ended up killing 34 rares from 47 to 49.
Wow.
34 rares. Everyone was up. I would front up and be like, okay, now we go to this rare and he's up. And it was really, yeah. It started getting surreal around about, I don't know, probably about, because everything was up in Eastern Plaguelands that I hit. So it was like, yeah, that's cool. Get into Western Plaguelands. Everything's up. I'm like, sweet, this is good. We keep going. We go into Hinterlands and I'm getting through Hinterlands and I'm going, everything's still up. Like every single one. And I think other than the troll that's up in Jinthor?
Sure.
Jinthor.
Allure.
Dead, you know, where you die, that horrible place. Anyway, I've lost too many toons up there. That's the only rare I don't hit in Hinterlands because not gonna do it. So, and then I needed two to actually ding. So we went down into Arathi, hit the raptor. So the raptor was up. I was sitting at 100%, but I was like 100 XP off, even though the bar was saying 100%. So then I went over to the wasp, and the wasp was up.
Which wasp is that? Which wasp? Is that the wasp in what zone?
Just behind the building at the farm.
Oh, okay. So not in the lock. So it wasn't Lita's nips?
No, no.
Okay.
No, it's not.
What's not its nips. Name? Right. See, it's not me. I'm not the one that calls it nips. It's her.
I've always called it nips.
I just take it and drag it down.
Look, everyone knows as I'm running around calling things, I have certain names. That's like, what's his name? The mechanical ostrich in the cave.
Optimo.
Optimo. I call him Optimus Prime because I remember Optimus Prime. I don't remember Optimo. So I call him Optimus Prime because that's what it is. So I have my own little names for it. It's like the crocodile. Well, I call him Crocodile because, you know, he's got a weird name. You know, the one that pats up the top?
Yeah.
He's a crocodile. He's a big, big crocodile. And that's what I call him. So anyway, yeah, so that was the most amazing thing. So the good thing is I have record of it because 34 rares and every single solitary one that I went to was up.
Nice. Are you playing on a RP realm? Like what realm, or do you not want to say Wormrest. What realm? Oh, okay. That's a high pop. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Cool.
But again, because of I'm an Aussie playing on a US server. Hey, baby. Yeah. That's. Oh, Elsa just baby. Went. You know what? Lita's had such crap luck lately. Let's give her all the rares. I don't know, but it was good. It was so much fun. So So that was good. And then my iron. So I've been playing my iron. So my little baby orc hunter that I made the other week because I killed the other one. So I've been leveling because I've been trying to do streams to level her during streams. And I got to 16, from 16 to 23 this week. So I thought I would try. She's in Silver Pine. So I so badly wanted to open Silver Pine. So I went over to Fenris Isle. That's it. And I'm just having visions of what happened next. So you know how you get Agatha the Valkyrie and you take Agatha over and Agatha kill stuff and you're like, yay, go. And then you finish killing the 10 dudes outside, which is fine. And then you've got to go inside and you've got the elite dudes. And Agatha's like, yeah, I'll help you. And I was like, okay, I better take my pet off because it kind of aggroed more the pet than Agatha. So I got rid of the pet. And down the bottom, as you go into the keep, That was fine. That wasn't too bad. And then I went up the stairs onto that little balcony before you go in, you know, to see the actual cutscene and all of that. Agatha wouldn't aggro. She would not. She's just like,
sup.
Yeah. Yeah. You got this. It's all good. And dead. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So I went, okay, all right. So doing Fenris Isle was not a good idea. Definitely still bugged. Zorts had warned me.
But okay.
Thank you, Zorts, but yeah, I thought,
so that's been happening to people, but other people I hear it's working fine. So
I don't know.
What the heck?
But okay. I was warned. I was warned, and I thought, no. Well, I'll go and, you know, sometimes. Just in case if things have changed. So things have not changed.
No, maybe you thought you had lots of like you could do it because you were that good.
No, no. I just yeah. really
You're like, nah, I got this, yo. I'm Lita. No. I named a wasp Nips, yo.
Since when do I ever do that, Starry?
Come here.
God. And it's like.
And it didn't work.
No.
I'm sorry.
So it didn't work, yeah. Which it really makes me sad because I really wanted to open up the quest from Sepulchre, and I love questing in Silverpine, and it makes me sad. So then I thought, oh, well, I've killed that toon, so let's play the dwarf priest from the contest. And I had her in Western Plaguelands. So the contest toon, I hopped straight onto her and I was going through Western Plaguelands. I think I was in Chillwind Camp and, you know, had some stuff to go over to, is it Mender's? Mender's steed. And then I had to go up to Hearthglen and come back. Which?
Nothing. Hearthglen? No. Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah. I tell you what, on the priest, really hard. You know where you've got to go and fight the training dudes? That was a bit hard. And then it sends you in to do the spider. Stay away from the spider. Because the spider hit points was, like, ridiculous. I ran so far away. Because I aggroed it and hit it, and then I was like, no! And I was like, no. So I ran. And then I got the red pine looters, so I went down to get them. And was going really well, and then one respawned on me as I'm killing another one, and I'm dead.
Wow.
So I killed two irons in one night.
Wow.
I've not done that for a while. Yeah. So anyway, I think I called it then. I was like, yeah, I think we better be done. But I did make another Night Elf Hunter, so because I killed the orc, I've come back to doing the Night Elf Hunter, and last night I got from 1 to 13. So.
Most people call it after the first death, right?
No, that's no fun.
No. Well, I mean.
Mind you, I'm the priest.
Wow, I was trying to tell you something.
I made it to 37. Nice. I should have died way, like, back at, like, 18. I should have been dead. So, in fact, I'm into 37. I'm still quite, you know, okay with that.
Looters. I don't even know where that is.
On the way down from Hearthglen.
Oh, the knolls.
You're going to that tower.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That used to have all of the Scarlet Crusade guys that you'd go and actually kill because I needed to get the enchant. Was it the enchant that I had to farm back in the day? And vanilla? Something I used to have to farm there. And I miss it being the Scarlet Crusade guys or whatever they were.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's been my week. It's been very interesting.
Sorry.
You get that. You get that.
I mean, when you lose a tune, it's, I don't know. Like, there's some that bug you and some that don't, right? So,
yeah.
I don't know if any of these were any that bugged you, really. Not like your, what was it, 67, I think, or 71? Can't remember which one that was.
70.
Like that one, right? So
the 260s and the 70 are the ones that really, yeah, they hurt. And the first ever death. They are the ones that really stick in the brain. But it's kind of like, yeah, okay, let's go again. Like, if you can have guys that lose their tunes way higher than what I am getting and they turn around and re-roll, I'm like, you know what? I can do it. Just go again. Let's do it again. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's been a bit of a rough week all round because I know other people have lost.
And when you go look at, when you go look at the iron lists that Boomy will read out, there's a couple that,
And I know someone lost theirs while I was streaming just after I think I lost mine.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
It's been a rough week.
All right. Well, on we go.
Okay.
Nope.
Coffee is my blood.
That was not on purpose.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, I feel like for this segment I should
change my voice to Love is in the Air and Soon because it's news, right? No?
It's disturbing. On so many levels.
Why? All right, fine. Love is in the Air ends on February 26th. Quests are allowed except for Bloodthirsties. Pacifists should watch out because some require killing. Lovely cards, nope. Tins can use them though because they're allowed buffs. Love tokens, you can collect stuff with them. Tins can use the items that have the buffs because there are some that have buffs. And dresses and suits all should be whites, so should be common, right? And should be allowed. No, the dresses and suits are changed.
Nope. Yep. I'm pretty sure they're green now and they're soul bound.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I've not gone. I think I bought something on one of the ones that I deleted. Who did I delete out of one of those? Because I did have some tokens. They were soulbound, the ones that I bought.
I thought there's still some that you can actually get that are
the older.
Yeah. But the ones that drop right now. There are none that are white, like none.
None that were right. They were all green. Now I've got to double check.
Because I looked at it and went, when did they change this?
I think they have both.
No. I think they have some. I think they have some that are green, but there are some that are whites. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure that there are whites. But we should still update the thing though for next year. Okay, Apothecary Hummel is a noob. Unless you're on a full 5-member Iron Team or Blood Team, then you guys can all queue up and have fun with that because I'd love to know how it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
That
would be interesting.
I don't know if you go one tank, two heals, one DPS. I think you'll be fine.
What was that? Two tanks,
One tank, two heals, two DPS. I think.
Oh, okay, because you said one DPS.
I mean, you could go two tank as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, because then you could taunt back and forth, right?
Well, if you had like pallies or something, so you could go tank, heal, like extra heals as well.
Sure.
Would be interesting.
Collecting charms is allowed, but bloodthirsties can't turn them in. Pacifists can't acquire them. But besides that, it's okay. So it's pretty much it. Love Rocket's almost over. I hope you guys have all had a chance to get your Love Rocket on in the Love Dungeon.
I hate this time of year so deadly, like with such passion.
Because of me?
That goddamn mount.
All right. Okay, so...
It wouldn't be so bad if you didn't have it and you were chasing it. But the fact is that you've got it and it just...
Listen, the year that I got it, I ran it like 21 times a day. Okay, it took me a while. Like, I ran that thing every day. It was one of the times that they allowed almost any character to get the heart shaped box. So versus now where it's like max or like 110 and higher. Right. So, I did it when you could run like almost any tune that you had. So I was running them like level 45 to characters, right? So I went hard on that one. And I think I got it on like the second last day. So just it's lucky.
RNG.
RNGesus, baby Jesus.
Okay, Fair says, yep, she checked the ones she had stored in the bank from previous years. They are still white. That is correct. Mm-hmm. Then she went and bought one on a regular toon. They are green. Yep. So that's the suits and the lovely dresses. There's other
ones that are white. I will go look. No, I'm sure, but I'm certain I've seen it. Not the old ones. I've seen it that you can still obtain them now. I will go look it up. I might be confusing it with something, so I'm not like 100% sure, mm-hmm. but I know what I've seen. And again, I just want to remind you, now we have some ice with some water, and the liquid looks more like a peach, but I don't even know if I had peach in here. So, yep. Okay, so the last piece of news I'm doing walk to end ALS again this year, although this year they've changed the name to walk for ALS to walk to end ALS. The plan is to do a month of streaming every day, like just a couple of hours every day, and not just do one day, because last year, clearly, I am in no condition to do a day. The year before was, I think I used up all my power from the year before, and last year just sucked. So, this year we're going to stream every day in March. So this week for streaming, I think I'm going to stream on Monday, but then I'm not going to stream until March 1st, which is Friday. The banner on the website is up, and it does take you to when I'm planning to stream and what times. All times are Eastern. Mainly I'm planning on doing World of Warcraft, but I am planning on doing some other games too. Just not exactly sure specifically what those are, but And the quick link to the donation page is als.wowchallenges.com. If you can donate, that'd be great. If not, that's okay. Any retweets, sending out the links, all that stuff, I would thank you very much for. We already are at $5. Our goal is $1,000. I like to set it relatively low because I don't want to like set it too high and then not meet that, right? I'd rather So basically, I don't know, like we're going to do some real talk here for a second here. So, the reason why I do this is, because I have it. And, before people freak out, like, oh my God, because most people, when they have this, the progression of it is very quick and you're gone in about 5 years, roughly. Right. So, for some reason, I'm a ultra slow progression patient. We don't know why. They've got many samples of my blood to figure out why, because maybe they can figure out why I'm so slow and make it so everybody else is slow and then don't have to die within 5 years. So they think I've had it for like 20 years. Okay. So I'm not going to be poof gone, but, it does impact my life, so that's why I do try to raise some cash for this stuff, because the people that I'm raising the money for do give me stuff for free to help my life go by a little bit easier. And I've known some really great people that have had this and that have gone pretty much so, like, in an instant. So, like Ross, I don't know if you guys remember, like about 2 years ago, I mentioned, we lost a good friend of mine, Ross. He was like 81. Okay. So, but I would never have met this guy unless we both had this. And it's like, we were like of others. And I never would have thought I would have met somebody that was like 40 years higher than I was. Right. But he is just like a kid like me. So it was awesome. But then all of a sudden, but his was really quick. So I only got to know him for about 2 years, I think, and then he was gone. So we're, you know, so if you can donate, please, and if not, that's okay. Please, if you can retweet and like anything I send out for it, I'm going to be doing it once a day. I'm going to be sending out a tweet once a day. So sorry for the spam, but I want to try to get, to the $1,000, if I can. And, I don't have any prizes or anything. So it's not a, hey, if we get to $2,000, I'll dye my beard purple, right? It's not going to be like that. Not like, you know, right. So, so that's it. And if you can't, that's okay. Just no problem. I appreciate any likes and retweets. That will certainly help. That's it. Real talk is over.
Nice. As he says, he'll donate.
This is my blood.
That one was on purpose.
I know. As he'll donate some puns for you.
Great. Awesome.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Is that a pun? Anyway. I'm not that's sure, because sometimes his puns are, I don't
know. Sometimes his puns aren't, I'm hoping this week he's like gonna, you know, double thumbs up. That's where we're going for Azzy's puns, hopefully. Neth wants to know.
If you want to send my link, sure. Do it up.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm going to try and focus on mine till I can at least get to the 1,000. I didn't make the link go to my personal fundraising page. I made it go to the team page, because I more want to make sure that the team overall makes the cash, because usually me and Carrie have a little fight over it, like, oh, I got more this year than you. And so this year,
is she going for the same amount?
No, I think we're both just going all in as much as we can. And if we get to the 1,000, then, and we're like a weekend, then we'll bump it up. But, you know, I just want to make sure we can get the 1,000 first.
And nothing then, like, you know, rivalry there between you and Kerry. I think.
Sure. I mean, or, you know, we could have second dinner and we can prepare dinner again during the show.
Mm. Nice.
You know.
Because that's what you do. Absolutely. Yeah. Doing it live. You know that. Doing it live. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go with the state of the challenges this week and see. Oh, boy. See how we went. Boomy, can you start with the irons, please?
I can. And sorry if I butcher any of these names.
No, please. Please do. Butcher them hard. Hard.
Tebegris? 73. Iron Theost at 74. Assy 77, RIP. Q2 at 84. Shinari is at 87. Iron Ugo 99, RIP. Shinari is at 104. Bikini Kills got to 110 and then was red flagged for the Heart of Azeroth achievement.
Okay, hold on before you continue on.
Yeah.
So I did update the rule to say, you know, don't do the quest because it will equip the heart. Just don't do it, please. Mm. That's two people now, you know? Mm. So.
Yeah.
Because you can get there just by going on the boat, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jernmand at 111. And then Feriona got to 120, which is the max level. It's a third Iron Champion for BFA. She was Iron Champ at 90, a 100, 110, and 120. That's awesome.
Fair, congratulations, Fair. That is amazing. She was at, what was she, 107 when we had her on?
118. I thought she was 119. Like, she was like really, really close. But okay. Fair. Congrats. Sorry, I was on mute because I had a child up here again. I I need a podcast room.
Well done.
Yes. Fair. You do. Congrats. She's our third.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well done. Obviously, very rough week there for the Irons. Let's have a look at the Bloods. So we have got at number 10, we've got Ravains at 31, RIP. Number 9 is Blood Trap at 42. 8 is Sanguistone at 43. 7 is Bloodzort at 45. Number 6 is Blood Lita at 49. 5 is Snow Snuffler. That's wrong. Sorry, Nisi. Soul Snuffer hit 59. Number 4 is Blood Thief at 68. 3 is Soulful Paw at 88. What? Soul Shot, RIP at 94. Nisi? Oh no! What happened? Did not know this. So sorry. And number 1 this week is Soul Shield at 117. Oh, Nisi. Did not know that. Wow. Okay, that's a bit rough for the Bloods. Wow. Okay. I'll see what she says. I didn't know about Soul Shop. Pacifist. Bumi, can you do that one, please?
Yep. 10, we've got Magnanimity at 51. 9, we've got Passive 10 at 54. 8, we've got Zaya Passy at 56. 7, we've got Scaredy Cat at 59. 6, we have Pacifist at 59. 5, we have Breeza at 72. 4, we have Peaceful at 80. 3, we have Mon Sprecher at 85. 2, we have 5 Bride at 116. And then 1, we have Farrakessa at 119.
Nice.
Excellent.
So Fair is right. Almost at with another 120.
Yep.
Slow and steady.
So close. Well done. Wow. Pacifist. We did well this week. Awesome. Chris is so close. 59. Ah, yes. I can feel it. Okay. All right. Okay. So tins. Let's have a look at the tins. We have got at 9, we've got Shepherdess at 15. 8 is Carefully at 18. Number 7 this week is Gustav at 19. 6 is Biscotti at 20. Number 5 is Iron Father at 23. Number 4 is Cammy at 30. Number 3 is Amashtin at 43. Number 2 this week is Yesen at 48. And number 1 tin this week is Ferrisgate at 93, which is Fair as well. Fair's been very busy. Busy Fair.
It's busy
Fair.
Absolutely.
I know. Okay. Green.
Very busy.
Very busy. Nice. I like it. Very busy. All right. Bumi, Greens, what have we got?
Yes, at 10, we've got Krusty at 41. 9, we've got Evergreen at 45. 8, we've got Fairverde at 50. 7, we've got Corpstone at 51. 6, we've got Green Guscon at 54. 5, we've got Little Bit Green at 58. 4, we've got Zaya Hillis at 61. 3, we've got Intro Moo at 66. 2, we have Wisp at 72. And 1, we have Verdantly at 74.
Nice.
Nice. That's Rogue Slayer. I know that one's Rogue Slayer.
Yeah.
A little bit green. I've got a feeling that's her too.
Really?
Because you know she likes to do a little bit. So yeah. I'm wondering. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got Iron Teams. I got 2 teams. Team Puppet Rides again at level 21. and Theos at level 31. For blood teams, we got Soul Patrol at level 30. Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Excellent.
All right. That's not a knife. This is a knife. Nice.
Coffee is my blood.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
Sorry.
Stone, I was going to say, you trying to do the Australian accent is like me trying to sing or doing any other voice. It just really, it's not good. Anyway, just saying. All right, so this is Chit Chat time. Had to think about saying how I was saying that.
Really?
Because I knew I was going to mess it up.
No, it wouldn't matter. I'm not going to bleep it anyway. So say it. Go.
No, I know. But it's just if you say it really fast, I'm always afraid that I'm going to muck it up. So this is where you can send in your tips, tricks, your questions, your puns, those kinds of things. So,
just the tip.
First one. Boomy from Azzy.
Yes.
Go for it.
I'm making a list of reasons to move to Switzerland. The flag is a big plus.
it was pretty good.
I like that
one. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's good. All right. We've got
You go nowhere.
Oh, you go nowhere. Nowhere. Okay. Are there any other quests out there that give at level XP in lower zones like the PVZ quest?
Not anymore, I don't think. Used to be the Winter Spring, not Winter Spring. The Winter Spring Cub. That's done now. Yep. I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think it's just PVZ. It's PVZ. Yep. Zed. It's PVZ.
Do what I want, Stone.
And only cooking and fishing for pacifists, yes. Fair says that.
Yes.
But for irons, I think he's just talking about irons. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. It's nice to know. Okay, Boomy, what else did You Go Nowhere ask?
Yep. Continuation. Also, this isn't specifically mentioned in the rules. But can I use the Call to Arms ability in Shadow Moon Valley? It's the zone-wide perk. All of the other ones are addressed, so I just want to be sure.
Yep.
LOL.
Lol. Okay. yes. And I was like, really? It's not in the rules? No, I didn't put that in the rules. And I have no idea why. So I did. But yes. I think the only one that we said no to was the... one that gives you the inn that gives you like rest X, not rest XP, but gives you plus 20% XP on any quest that you do, on any experience that you get in that zone. And that's just a big fat no. So, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's good to know, obviously.
Yeah. I just, honestly, I was thinking of it more as the, garrison thing versus like a Shadow Moon versus Frostfire thing. I didn't equate it to be the same. So, but yes, you can. You can't use the barracks level 2 because you can't have a guardian. And this is a little bit different because it's on a timer, right? So you can use it only once every 5 minutes. So it's not quite the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Before I read the next one, I was just going to say, Five wants to know if I delete my contest tune that did not die, it does not add to my dead count at the end of the year, right?
It's not dead. I think that's correct because I think you've deleted some and I don't think that should count because it's like if you need to make room or you're just not feeling it, I don't think that should really count as a death or a flag.
Yeah.
Right,
It's not a death. So if you're deleting the tune to make room or just don't want to play it anymore, you've got to die.
Yeah,
you've got to actually
or die. Flag so if yourself.
You take the tune out and or die.
Flag yourself.
or flag yourself. Yeah, but that's...
If you red flag yourself, you're getting put on that list. 100%. Don't tell me, okay, because you're like, no.
But yeah, if you die or you're red flag, definitely. But if you're okay. just deleting the turn, then I'd be like, yeah. Unless, of course, you're stone, and then I'm like, nah, you can't delete any tunes.
Well, that's too late. I deleted? Actually, I don't know if I have. I might delete my max level pacifist. That's a death knight. I made it the whole way to level 55 without killing anything, and now I can't move along any further because I have to kill something. So that's it. I'm done. I reached max. Finished. I went as far as I can go. I might delete that one.
You did what on a death knight? You made a pacifist. A
pacifist, right. It's got no kills. It's gone as far as it can go.
I was going to say.
I think I did like 3 or 4 quests. That's it. It's done. Because you need to kill the one of like the things in the little pit there. So I can't kill anything. So I was like, well, okay, that's it. Done. I made it. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. So the next email. Oh, you put it in because we got
absolutely. I did because I all feel right. like swearing.
Okay, so sit back. This is exciting, guys. So this is from Alexandra Smith. Sounds like a great name, Smith. Okay. Hi. I noticed you have wowchallenges.com. Are you interested in wow-challenge.com? If so, please let me know and I will send you more information about the sale. I wish you a nice day, Alexandra Smith. Thank you for the spam. We appreciate that. We appreciate spam emails to our...
This is actually the second one that I've gotten from the same person over the last...
Oh, is it?
2 years or so. No. No. I mean, yes, if you're willing to give it to me for free and pay for, like, the next 10 years.
Sure.
Sure, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But if you're talking that you're a squad, if you're a website squatter, my fungal, all right? No.
Yeah.
No.
But you'd have to think that they are, if that's because
it's not like 100%.
It's not like we've reached out to them to go, hey,
no, I swear to God, Boomy. I swear to God.
What? What did I miss?
You just go read the chat. Just go read the chat. Finally, you're finally not ignoring my emails. Periton. Oh, it's Periton's real name at home. Alexandra. Yeah.
Nice.
Give you 5 pancakes nice. For it.
So
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's still funny.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Any other questions? Deal. It's a good deal.
I was gonna Boomy, do it's an absolute the five deal. One five now, pancakes. But you already did that, so
yeah. No bacon with the pancakes.
No bacon.
Have to have bacon with pancakes.
What?
Have to have bacon with pancakes. Yum.
With what? With what cakes?
Pancakes.
Okay. That's not what I heard. But I heard Pam cakes and I was like,
who's Pam cakes?
Pam from The Office. Yeah. See? Wasn't just me. Pam! Pam Pam. Anyways, The Office is amazing. I love both of them. I love the British one.
I was
and
gonna say
American
original
one.
Or
both. Okay. They're both great. The first episode of the US one was a knockoff of the very first one of the original one. And at first I was like, oh god, oh no, this is gonna be so bad. Like, they're just going to knock everything off. Like, this is going to be, ugh. But no, it like, the next one was good. So, yeah, it was good. But yeah, I like them both. Pam! Mm-hmm. Pancakes. You've never seen The Office. Well, you need to go watch it. Okay, so I don't think I have any more chat room stuff other than pancakes and spam cakes. Spam cakes?
I don't know. Der says Urban Dictionary for oxymoron. Passy DK.
Yeah. That's why I did it. Because I was like, huh, I wonder how far I could go. It must not be that far because I know I got to kill the one dude in the pit. So let's see how far I can go. And so I got rid of all of the clothes and all that stuff and... because I'm not wearing any greens, and I did all the quests without green, you know, gear on. Did not equip any rares. Yeah. I did like four quests. I made it to the end of my journey on that class. Anyways, okay. So, oh crap! Hold on, okay, there we go. All of a sudden, the voice meter thing on my side went messed up. Next one is Noble Garden. That's not for a while. Because Easter is like April 21st on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Good Friday is the 19th.
5 weeks, isn't it?
Yep.
Away?
Yep. Yeah. This year is late compared to previous years where it's been very early. So.
Yeah.
Moonkin Hatchling Day, and then... And it's then the
now, isn't it?
And then the Kappa face.
I think so, yeah.
Is it now or is it tomorrow?
I don't know.
I want a little hatchling.
Is it the orphan, like the orphan one? Wait, is that? That's not coming up right now, right? That's like the week after.
No, that's not this week. May?
No, I don't think it may.
No, it should be Noble Garden first.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's nothing coming up like this coming week. Because usually we're pretty good at saying in the news what's coming up.
Next weekend.
Right, that's why I didn't say anything now. So. All right.
Yes, I do have the Boomkin pet, Nath.
So thank you to everybody that supports us on the site, all of the Iron Elite. I don't think we have anybody new this week. If we do, I'm a horrible, horrible person. I didn't see it. I looked at Twitch subs and I try to compare it every month or so. I go through and I see who's there and who's not, because Twitch Prime will not remind you that you've given the sub to us. So you have to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. That's why I don't do it every week, because if people don't remember, I just give them a week or so. That's why I do it once a month or so. Okay, so thank you to Asylum, Boz, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, LB Fair, Five Iron, Frazzy Sparksman, Grand Negus. Okay, this one's changed because he actually changed his name. It's Dave the Hunter. I have to change it on the site. Introvert Genius, Calamoon, Cashbringer, Cash Me Outside, Chris, and Anonymous, Koala. Or you know what? Just for you, an Anonymous, Koala. There we go.
Stop it.
Layla, listen, Muzadi, Mrs. Rock Guru. I almost said Mr. and I don't know why, because there is clearly an S there. Anyways, Never Died, Nisi, Oh Canada, Periton, P.S. Ducky, Rude De Bruin, Stir, Swing Cat, Taco, Thelani, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Toasty, Tuli Bardine, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Alminia, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya and Zortz, thank you all very, very much. I appreciate your support because it definitely helps. And also thank you to our mods, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, Zortz. Stop typing while I'm doing this. It's very rude. It's very rude. These are the mods. I'm creepy. I'm talking about our mods that help us.
I know.
so much, and you're just typing away. Taka 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 taka.
Taka 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 taka.
No, okay, right.
See,
you're. Listen, I can just do the whole show. Okay. You can watch our shows live if you want on twitch.tv/wowchallenges at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's Toronto time. We do have a time shift coming up, not next week. It's like March 10th. So March 10th will be our last show, and then it changes over. So, and you know, we're doing a show when people are just back and forth. Don't slam the door. Okay.
Doing it live.
Just, yep. Okay.
They escape the dungeon.
I really need a podcast room. I really need a podcast room. It would be great because then they can just do their stuff and then I can just do mine and we don't bug each other, right? Because I feel bad that, you know, they have to be. No, because my room will be soundproof. I have the plans drawn up, like it's going to be like if you knock on that door, no. I mean, I guess I could put a lock on the basement door, but I don't want to.
That's because <'cause>,
yeah,
Gary might kill you.
We have to go pee. Use a pot or go. Use the sink in the laundry room. Just hang your bum over that. Anyways, so if you want to watch this live, you can. And you can deal with my crap. Like these wonderful people did. I'm going to read the names off of the list. And if I say bot after your name, it doesn't mean I'm saying you're a bot. It means I'm saying the person's name that I'm reading is a bot. And I'm not going to read their name. So... Boz, Fair, oh, that's a bot. No. Lita, Nisi, Sir, Bob, because that's my bot. Zaya, me. Okay. Boomy. But, oh, man. Buscapaz, Captain Dobie. All right. Crash Landing 99. Crystal Free to Play, LB. Let me scroll. Ash, Chris, Michael Ram. See, got it right this time, not Michael Dram. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Rock Guru. What? I got it wrong last week because I was reading it.
I know.
Okay, anyways. Neth Periton. That's a bot. Summit J. Tiber, aka Tiber. I think bot, and then five. Yeah. So. Why is my CPU usage so high?
He's a machine.
What? Wow. Who are you saying is like a machine?
Five. He's like a machine. I'm just saying. I mean that as like the ultimate compliment. He's leveling. Though I'm like, where's all five this week? Nisi must have pipped him at the post. Oh no, he's just happy.
Hell.
Not like a bot. No. You're a machine five. That's what I mean.
You just don't stop. Just keep going.
Dig myself deeper.
Yep. Yeah. Uh huh. Okay. Wrap it up. Wrap it up, Lita. So. It's safer for everybody. Our next show is Saturday, March the 2nd, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Really? Is it really the 2nd already? Yeah. Okay. So then it'll be the 10th and the, no, sorry. Then it'll be the 9th and then the 9th will be the last one before daylight saving shifts over for us for the U.S. And their neighbors to their north. As some people like to call us America's hat. Just, I don't know. Anyways, Keithy will be on next week. Boomy. Thank you so much for coming on. It's great to see you finally.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Your wonderful, luscious voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure if I just should hang up now and
yeah, leave it. Just give us anyway. just give me like 2 minutes. All right.
No.
Jesus. All right. I'm feeling hot. Is it hot?
It's really hot in here right now.
Man.
Good. Okay. Anyway, Fumi, can you please tell us where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Yes. The best way right now is Twitter at BoomBoomyTM. You can find me on Twitch at BoomBoomy. And if you need to send me an email, you can send me an email, the same handle as at Gmail.
Oh, sorry. What was it. Sorry? It cut out when you were saying your email address.
It's just the same as my Twitter handle, but at Gmail.
Oh, okay.
Crap.
Yep.
So boom, boomy tm.
Yep.
At gmail.com. Awesome.
Great. Nice.
And so it's okay for me to put that excellent stuff up on the blog, right?
Yeah, go
okay,
for it.
Okay. I mean.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Okay. And we will have all of that information on the website, which will be at wowchallenges.com. You will find all the information for the shows and the challenges up there, as well as our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channel information. So please check it out. Can listen to the episodes, which are up on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. And if you want to contact the show, if you do want to contact the show, you can send us, which is podcast@wildchallenge.com. Why not? For me, if you send an email to Stone, I kill myself laughing. Anyway, just
listen.
Saying.
I have to give it to him because he gives it to me during stream all the time. So
I do.
Yeah. So
I don't have a problem with him giving you a hard time during your stream.
No, it's hard.
Fine.
It's real hard.
It's fine.
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which I have no idea. Or will. Whenever. Lita.
We'll get there. Yeah, okay. So you can find me on Twitter at Lita, LEETAWOW, and as well as the other show I do, which is Behind the Avatar, which just released episode 175 last night. So exciting.
Wow.
Very, very lucky. Talk to Silverbolt. Ooh. She's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, so I had her all to myself, which was nice.
Wow.
As in chatting. That's what I mean.
Wow.
As in chatting. All right. So, other than that, we just want to say a big shout out to both Mark Conan and Epic Insanity for our intro and our outros. We like to give them some
love
and let you know you can find them on Twitter. Mark Conan is at Mark Conan Wow, and Epic is at Epic_Insanity, as well as you can find Epic Show, Frozen Nerds, and Epic Questions. So please go check them out because they are awesome friends and we appreciate their help a lot. Other than that, I think we're done. No more questions from the chat room.
But no, the question part is like done.
What are you doing?
She's like, I'm just all up in a tizzy. I don't even know what to do. Are we back on chatting yet? I mean, I don't know. That's damn right you are. Come on. Get your crap in gear, Lita.
I'm trying to wrap it up.
Not doing a good job, which I think explains a few things. Good Lord. Hey, yo. All right.
Anyway, right. Thank you, Boomy, so much for joining us. We do really appreciate it. And of course, wish you all the very best. And you pacifist? and as well as your dwarf priest. So good luck, and we can't wait to see how you go with that. Other than that,
thank you.
Say goodbye, everybody. Bye, chat room.
See ya.
Peace.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.